How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are listening to the Noah and Christine Show, and we're actually sitting in the middle of our home right now as we're talking to all of you and about to dive into a topic that I think every couple, I know every couple at some time in their lives faces, and that most of us, especially in partnership, do not do a very good job with. And it causes lots of stress, time, money, and energy.
And that is where you're going to live.
Because, you know, we all have to live somewhere. Yeah. Every single person listening, all of you, live somewhere.
If you have a radio, you probably have a home.
Even if it's your car.
Even if it's your car.
And we are just, we're just diving deep today on really looking at how you can make great decisions when it comes to really living where you want, making the choices around whether you're renting or you're buying or whatever. This is your expertise. You're the one that studies decision making. You know what is going on with people out there when it comes to purchasing homes and renting homes and the decisions that we have to make about where we live.
Well, I think the main thing that is going on is people don't realize who is on their side and who is not. Everyone is out there trying to get you to make a decision when it's time to make a change. So most people, like, they keep doing whatever they're doing until there's a reason to make a change. They get married, they get divorced, they have kids, and then they go, oh, maybe, or their kids leave and they go to college. I need to make a change in my housing. Or they look at their budget and they go, wow, I spend all my money on my house. Maybe I don't want to do that anymore. So there's some kind of energy that says, okay, I need to make a change. And once that happens and you put yourself into that world, there are all these people who come rushing in to help you make a decision, but they all have their agenda. They either want a commission or they want to sell the house that they are trying to sell or rent you an apartment or get their commission or whatever. They have all, and they all want to have it happen right now. That's what's in almost everyone's interest, except for maybe you.
So for all of you listening right now, whether you have bought a house or thinking of buying a house, might want to buy a house in the future, or are renting a house or might be renting a house, so if any of you out there that are listening and you know that in your lifetime that you are going to be making a decision around where you live and you're going to be doing it with another person, this is the show that you want to listen to, because we are going to not only share the truth about some of the interesting choices that we have made, which is why we're broadcasting to you right from the middle of our living room, right in this very moment in the house that we purchased together, some of the decisions that we've made in some of the most difficult real estate markets out there, and how we've approached our decisions from everything, really from buying a house to selling the house to renting to moving, and from going from a renter to a buyer to not selling, to finance, to refinance, and I mean just a ton of different, we're going to tell you the truth. And then we've also invited a very, just a really smart, wise, and really a heartfelt person that's helped us in making our decisions. She's a real estate agent here in California, and an MBA as well, and just, you know, there's a lot of times that she could have given us advice that would have been to her advantage, but instead of it being to her advantage, I think she really did a great job of helping us figure out what we wanted and what we needed. And she's worked with many couples on helping them to figure out what is good for them and what's not good for them. And so we're going to be bringing you into some of the mistakes you want to avoid, for sure, and some of the things that you can really bring into your partnership so that as you're making these decisions around your, where you're living or what home you're buying or not buying, that you can be making decisions that lead you to more happiness.
So, Christine, I want to take you back. I want to take you back to, I think it was 2007. Is that when you bought this place? Oh, good Lord, I think it was 2007. Might have been a different time. What year was that? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Oh, no, it was actually 2005. What am I thinking? And California had a crazy real estate market. It was like right in the middle of the bubble.
The country was having a real estate craze.
That's true, but we didn't know that. We knew California was having one, but everyone, as it turns out, was having one. And do you remember shopping for houses?
I do remember shopping for houses. We were actually renting at the time, and that was, you know, another whole experience in itself, moving to San Francisco out of the Midwest and finding an apartment in a rental market in which you actually, like, literally walk into an apartment and try to befriend someone's dog so they will pick you over the other person who also wants to rent the apartment. So there's a, you know, renting an apartment in San Francisco is just as extreme as finding a house. And, you know, what that means and what that did, I think in both instances, was, you know, there's a lot of fear.
Oh,
unconscious fear that I don't think that either of us knew that we had. So when we were looking at houses in the Bay Area, we decided that we didn't know that we were jumping into the bubble, but we jumped into the bubble. We had been renting, and we knew we wanted to get out of the city. We wanted to go somewhere warmer, and so we were looking at houses. And you know, we grew up in the Midwest, and in the Midwest, it's a certain price range. California, very different price range.
Oh, and so the things that will kind of happen to you, like one of the things that happened to us is we had picked a price. We said, this is how much money we're going to spend on this.
And we were very clear on what we could afford.
And
what we wanted to spend, percentage-wise.
Yes, percentage of what we made and what we thought was a good idea. And we went to our real estate person at the time.
Right, and so that was, you know, I think that was interesting. Decision number one was the real estate person that I chose, or that we chose, was a person that was a friend of ours, and the market that we ended up looking at was not his market of expertise. But because I felt comfortable with him, and I really wanted to be taken care of, we went with him over someone that might have been more knowledgeable of the specific market that we were moving to. Which I think, you know, in some level was my own fear of not really, it was an important value for me to be taken care of, and I didn't know that. So sometimes what happens as you're going into these big purchase decisions is you don't really know what it is that, why you're making the decision.
You end up making this decision after decision on gut or on intuition or on fear.
Yeah, or some subconscious need, right? So I didn't say, you know, to myself, oh, I'm going to go, I want to live in that place. I'm going to go find the person that is the real estate market expert in that place and hire them to be my real estate market agent. Like, that would have been the smart thing to do.
And you know what he did to us? He threw a scare into us.
He totally threw a scare into us. So we had a number that we're like, this is as much as we're going to spend. We had even eked it up a little bit.
Yes. And so he sent us to this neighborhood about 2 miles from where we live now. We pull up to the neighborhood, and there is the lawn is grown to about 4 feet tall. There is a car in the yard, and there is a dog on a chain, like a big metal chain, like a junkyard dog.
It was like he sent us to the junkyard house. And I'm like, where are we? Get me the, you know what, out of here. OMG. That's what this much money can buy you in this marketplace? I don't want to live there. And so we eked up $100,000. $100,000. Well, we're just going to go up $100,000. We'll make it work. And at the time, you know, we did. We had good jobs, and we could make that decision. So we did. And so we started looking at houses at that price range. And at about what, house number 15?
We bid on 14 houses and bid more than the asking price on every one of them. And then got outbid. And once or twice outbid by $100,000.
Sometimes even $200,000. And thank goodness we didn't buy any of those houses now looking back after the bubble. But what that did to us is because we were caught up in the fear of everything else, and we didn't know it. We weren't not as aware as we are right now. Like, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. But we were just so in the energy of that, and we said, okay, well, we're gonna have to go up some more. And we kind of, like, you know, what happens when you're in that? It's like funny money, you know? It's like funny money. And then there was all the weird stuff with the, you know, the interest rates, and you can do this and you can do that, and it was just funny money. And I remember the house that we're living in right now, they had slashed the price down like $100,000 to only like $20,000 more than we were willing to spend. So we came to look at the house. And we really liked it. I looked at the house. Nobody didn't even get to come in the house. And there were things we didn't like. There were things that we did like. And we ended up coming back at night, and you didn't even look in the house. We're like, okay, we're going to buy it. Remember, like,
I had decided to buy a house I had not walked into.
And what we said, we wanted to see the house before we actually purchased the house. So we came to the realty agent here, and they were offering, slashed the price $100,000. So we figured, okay, we can do this. And there were several warning signs that happened that we didn't pay attention to. And through that process, you know, looking back, things like, you know, you don't have time to get an inspection. You either have to do it or somebody else is going to take the house from you. And then there was there's another bidder, but if you go up this much, then they'll give you the house. And so we let ourselves really be run by fear and by urgency. You know, there's plenty of places where we weren't going to be living in a box, but we had a dream in our mind. We had already purchased it in our mind.
Decision had been made. And that's one thing you have to be really careful about as you go make big decisions, is not to let yourself get ahead of yourself. Not to let the urgency or all the things make decisions that aren't really your decision. They're a decision of the system. Everyone wants you to make this decision right now.
And we were unable to have the conversation that we needed to be able to have to be able to really say what was really going on, what was really driving our decisions. And for many of you, you know that, you know, ever if you purchase a house or you've rented a house and it hasn't been quite what you want, you know, you settle. And why should you settle? If you're spending $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 on a house or more, why would you settle? Even our apartment in San Francisco, which was in the rent, was $2,600. It's like, why do we settle? Because we get caught on the dream, and we buy the dream before we buy the dream, and we don't actually buy the reality. And so we're going to come back here in just a few moments and actually bring on someone who's going to give us the skinny. She's talked to gazillions of people who have been making these decisions to help us figure out where you make the good ones and how to avoid the bad ones.
You know what I love about Regina is that Regina Jacobs is an amazing real estate agent. She is heartfelt and has an MBA, and she brings both those energies 100% to the conversation. And when we come back, we're going to just...
We're going to make sure to help you get set up for success in any big conversation. So go to www.knowingchristine.com and download your love treaty for free. And remember, the love treaty is a set of rules and agreements that every couple needs for keeping happy and happily ever after. We're going to teach you how to do that in your decisions around homing. And in just a second, come on back and we'll have Regina with us.
Love and happiness.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show. We are delighted to have with us today Regina Jacobs. Regina is, among other things, one of our favorite people in the whole world because she has walked with us in our real estate adventures over the last several years, and she's just an amazing soul, an amazing spirit, an amazing person, and smart, wise, and also heartfelt. And we're just excited to have her on with us today. She, in addition to all those things that are just in my heart for her, Regina is also a top performer at the East Bay Sotheby's International Realty, and she is definitely one of those women who offers number one exceptional level of expertise and personalized service. She has worked with her husband and licensed real estate agent Tom Craig for years now, and they work together as this amazing team to really provide, and I think, Noah, you would say this too, because we've been working with Regina for years now, a current level of service and heart and commitment and knowledge and wisdom. And boy, do I wish that I had known Regina when we bought this house. I really do. In addition to Regina being a fabulous real estate agent, she's also an MBA from the internationally renowned High School of Business at UC Berkeley. And she's also earned the coveted GRI designation from the Graduate Realtor Institute. And as I said, she's been an invaluable resource for us over the last several years as we, you know, continually go back and look at our housing decisions in a market that keeps shifting. And Regina has been our go-to person. So we really wanted to bring her here for all of you today to really be able to get some of the wisdom that we've been able to get in helping make the decisions that you're facing right now. So, Regina, are you there, love? Oh, and she just faded away. So as we bring Regina back, do you want to say anything about how we've been using Regina? And
so what I think is important for people to do that, they oftentimes forget to do this. They only talk to a real estate person when they are at the point of, I'm going to sell my house next week. Mm. They don't go, you know, this is the biggest asset I own. In the single unit asset I own, the thing that I have the most risk in my life, whether it goes up or down, and as we have all seen in the last, 5 years, things have done crazy things. So it's important to begin to establish a relationship. I'm thinking about in the next couple of years of making a change, maybe now, maybe a little bit later, and I'd love to just to begin to establish a relationship with someone who you can really trust. Mm-hmm. And yes, when we first talked to Regina, we thought we were going to sell in the next 6 months. And we decided not to. But we really began the conversation to talk about why we want to do it, what we're thinking about doing. And you can think about, well, what are the things I want to do with my home to make, I'm going to make this big change to my home. Do I get the value back on the back end? You have to begin, if you want to have an expert in your life, you really need to connect with them before that moment of truth. You have to have some level of connection with these people that you have that you consider an expert. So it's not just about the transaction.
Well, and we have Regina back on the phone. Are you there, love?
I'm here. So much for technology.
There. Well, that's okay. I was just gushing so much on you that I thought maybe you got shy and she just couldn't answer. It was just too much love. Too much love here. But no worries. You are here with us now. I know I had some amazing questions for you.
So, Regina, I was just talking about, when do you think people should start to establish a relationship, you know, with their real estate person? Because I think that sometimes we wait too long to start to develop that relationship and the connection with people that help them make these big decisions.
I agree with you. I think it is really important. I think that that's one of the roles that real estate agents play in the lives of their buyers and their sellers, and that is a trusted advisor. And a lot of people think of a real estate agent and they just think transactionally. They think that we're just here to help them buy and sell real estate. But the reality is, like you guys, most of my clients that I work with, buyers and sellers, I'm there to help them enjoy their house, help them make repairs and remodel their house. And then when the time comes that they want to buy or sell, I'm there to help them to make a give them the information to help them make a good decision for them, because it isn't always the right decision to sell. There's a lot of consideration, a lot of factors that go into the decision to sell or not to sell. And I've had a lot of clients over the years that we've actually guided towards just making some changes in their house so that it works perfectly for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it was one of the things that we really appreciated about you and Tom, and we've looked at doing different things in our house, and it's like, should we remodel the kitchen? Should we remodel the bathroom? Should we put money here? And I think, you know, and you've been really instrumental in being a great resource for us to say, well, you can put money here. This is what you'll probably get back out of it. And then also, like, looking at that, not just on the investment level, but for how long you decide to stay in the house for and how what your enjoyment factors. Like, there's multiple different levels. And so having you there as a relationship has been really helpful. And I love what you're saying. So I think, Regina, a lot of people do think of it as a transaction, but just that when you can take it even deeper, you get so much joy and so much more pleasure. And I think also make much better decisions.
And that's really what people should be looking for when they're looking for a real estate agent. They really should be looking for someone like their accountant or like their doctor that isn't just thinking from paycheck to paycheck and thinking about the person in terms of a commission, but is really thinking about, you know, how can I help this person? Because, you know, there's a ton of business out there. Every person that we work with doesn't have to give us, and we can even handle that level of business. That would be so much. But you really do want to establish, you know, that kind of relationship, because then when it does come time to buy or sell, you're really going to have someone who's going to be giving you great advice and, most importantly, looking out for your best interests. And that's what I always try to do, because I really love what I do.
What are some tips that you can give to people for helping them make that decision? You know, there's so many real estate agents out there and so many different types of real estate companies out there. What would you say to people are some first steps they can take to make sure that they do find and choose the right real estate agent for them that can be, like you're talking about, that advisor over the long term?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because now with the internet, you know, a lot of people can go on and get a lot of information, not just about the real estate agent, realtor themselves, but really about how to go through the interview process. And I almost think that people get too caught up in, you know, the process of, like, I've got to interview this person. And, you know, the reason I say they get too caught up in it, because sometimes you need to step back and think about the person's character and not just the personality, because you really want someone who is, one, going to be really patient with you if you're buying, especially in the market that we're in right now, it may take a while to find that we're seeing offers, 8, 10, 15, 17 offers on single properties. So you need someone who's going to be patient, who's really going to listen to what you need, and who's going to just be there with you. We had one gentleman, it took us a year to find his right house. And what happened was we knew what he wanted, but it was only after many, many months working with him and listening to him that we realized how important sunlight was. And when we finally found that just right house, it was a Bay Area house that looked like it could be in Southern California. Mid-century modern with a pool facing the bay, drenched in sun. And I went to his housewarming party and ran into someone who I didn't know at the time was actually his sister. And she didn't introduce herself as a sister. She says, "Oh, I understand that you helped Dave find his house." And I said, "Yes, I did." I said, "It was, you know, an interesting process." I said, "Because along the way, what we discovered about Dave is that he really needed sun." And she got this huge smile on her face, and it gives me chills to talk about it today, but she says, "Yeah, I'm Dave's sister, and if I didn't have sun, he would not be okay." So a lot of it is just really, you know, taking the time and listening to people. So you really want to find someone who, you know, has that time and can be patient, because in today's market, you can't buy a house and turn around and sell it. And you do want to buy something that you really, really love. And, you know, that's our job. Our job is to really to help people find that. And then when it comes to selling a house, you really want someone who's got great numbers, has very good experience at selling in this market, and, you know, gets a job done.
Can you ask people for their numbers? Like, what would you say if you wanted to see someone's numbers? What would you say to that real estate agent?
So any listing agent can be summed up by their performance numbers. And a lot of people are only concerned when they're selling their house, they're only concerned about the commission. That's the most frequently asked question. You know, what commission are you charging me? Is it going to be 5% or is it 6%? And the reality is the more important numbers are the agent's performance numbers. Their sales price to list price ratio will give you an idea of how much more money they're getting for their sellers and how good their negotiating skills are. What's the average days on market for their house? That lets you know if they've had to make price changes. Are they really good at pricing and preparing and marketing their homes? If they're really good, those days are going to be very, very low. And then another important number is how many price changes they make every year on their properties, because you don't want an agent who doesn't understand what's going on in the market and isn't able to price and prepare her properties so they're competitive. Because when someone puts their house on the market, their house competing with the other homes that are on the market. And so if you haven't done a good job positioning that property, then it's not going to do its best.
Well, Regina, we're going to take a little break now.
First of all, I just want to say that is genius. So everybody make sure you heard just what Regina said, and do not let your fear stop you from asking for performance numbers, because this is a big investment, right? And so you have every right to ask for those numbers. The person shouldn't be offended. And if they are, you do not want to be the real estate agent. Right, Regina?
Yeah, I actually had a gentleman, he had a spectacular house, and I had no idea, you know, he basically gave me the general area that his house was in, so I kind of knew, okay, whoever this person is, they've got a great house, but I didn't have the address. And he basically just sent me a list of questions, and some of the questions that I just gave you were in that list, and he sent that out to a number of real estate agents. Later interviewed with him, he hired us, and I just asked him, I said, "Oh my God, those were great questions. You know, what did other agents answer?" And he said to me, "You were the only one who answered my email back."
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So
shocking.
So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk to Regina about the mistakes we need to avoid in buying and selling. And if you want to learn more about Regina, you can go to www.homesbyregina.com, and we will be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something goes.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Love and happiness.
Noah and Christine show. We are joined here by the fabulous Regina Jacobs, real estate agent extraordinaire, MBA, and fabulous human being. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And Regina, are you on the line?
I'm here. Thank you.
So, Regina, this is the question that I'm dying to ask you. What are the biggest mistakes that folks make when they buy a house?
Well, the biggest mistake that most people make when they're buying a house is actually around understanding the reports and inspections that they are doing. We had a couple who bought a house, and a lot of this happened more in 2004, 2005, because there were just a lot of agents that didn't have experience who were actually working in the market. So we had people advising people that really should not have been working as real estate agents. I know that sounds horrible, but what we've seen from a lot of the people that bought during that time is summed up in a story of one of my clients who I absolutely love, and they bought a house, and what they learned after moving into the house and having a couple of kids was just that the house didn't really suit their needs anymore. It wasn't enough room for them, and that happens a lot with people who buy houses and then they have kids. And that's one of those mistakes that you almost can't avoid, because who knows? I mean, you know, kids sometimes come, right? But one of the mistakes they could have avoided was buying a house that really had a lot of problems that they actually had reports on, but unfortunately they didn't understand the reports. So I come along, they want to sell their house, and I ask them about their house, and they've done all of this great work. They put in new windows, they did an addition trying to make it work for their family, and they did some seismic work, so they bolted the house to the foundation. So I ask them if I can see the reports from when they bought the house, and I start looking through the reports, and in their reports there is a write-up from one of the very well-respected structural engineers in the area, and basically, to summarize what it said, was that 80% of the foundation needed to be replaced.
Thanks.
They had no idea. When they read it, all they saw is you could do some seismic work. So they didn't understand what they were reading. They didn't understand what he was saying. And the real estate agent didn't communicate how important this was. At the time that the house was built, the concrete that they used wasn't very good. And so the foundation was crumbling. And the worst thing you could do is to bolt the house to a crumbling foundation. It was just like, not only is it a complete waste of money, but they would be better off if the house wasn't attached to it.
And so, Regina, why do you think, because it's interesting, right? There's all these smart people that go out to buy houses, and then it's like there's this thing that happens to us when we are buying the houses where we, you know, we don't read the reports right, or we don't, like, what happens to people that they would, you know, they would make a decision like that or not use their wits to ask the right question? Is it like an overtrust in the real estate agent? Is it fear in asking the wrong question? Is it fear of not getting, you know, the house? Like, what do you think, and how can people avoid that?
You know, I think that part of it is buyers get really, really emotional. I mean, they're achieving their dream, they're buying their house, they're starting a family, they're setting down their roots in a community, and they have all of these hopes and dreams. And, you know, sometimes the way news is delivered can have a real impact on how it's received. And so, you know, if I say something very nice that actually isn't really good, then maybe you don't actually catch the message. What I always do for my buyers and my sellers is I make sure that we've got numbers put to these items. So if someone says, oh, this house that your buyers are thinking about purchasing needs 80% of the foundation replaced, then the first thing I'm going to do is call someone in and put a number to that. Because a lot of times people don't understand, you know, how dire it could be if you don't have a French drain and you're getting water into your house. Or, you know, if you don't have a really good foundation, what it means to your house, to your safety living in the house, and to resell. Because it, at the end of the day, a house is home, but when you go to sell it, it's just a house. and it's something that you need to be able to dispose of like any other commodity, and it's got to be in good shape in order to do that. I mean, you wouldn't go to a car dealer and bring them, you know, a car with, you know, three flat tires and, you know, broken windshields, right? I mean, they wouldn't even take it. It has to be pristine if you want to sell it. And that's pretty much what people need to understand. So for anyone who is buying a house, it's great to get the information and the reports and then to say, and what does that mean? Okay, the roof has 5 years left of serviceable life. What does that, you know, just keep asking, what does that mean to me? If water heater is at the end of its life, what does that mean to me? And if the real estate agent on the other side, your real estate agent says, I don't know, then just say, I need to understand what that means in terms of dollars. Because some of this stuff can add up to a degree that the buyer is better off just getting another house that's got all that stuff done.
What I love about that is that you're really bringing in that MBA part of you, but it's a part of all of us. You need to bring in, like you said, it becomes a very emotional experience. And all of a sudden, your whole family's moved in and you have the dream all filled out and you see yourself, you know, in the picture frames up on the fireplace. But what is really important is to bring in the numbers piece.
What's the risk I'm taking on? What am I, you know, what's the risk of this 80% of the foundation? Is that going to cost me how many dollars in the future? What happens if the market's not strong again? How does it all affect
us? Every seller would love to pass everything on. I mean, I have, you know, people that are just, you know, oh, so what? The roof needs replacing. Oh, so what? No one wants to replace the roof that you've just enjoyed for 20 years. They want to buy, you know, really where you started with, you know, a newer roof and, you know, not such deferred maintenance. So, you know, that's absolutely the mindset. And with sellers, I would say the biggest mistake that sellers make is actually there's two really big mistakes that I see sellers making. And I had most of the sellers that I work with are, you know, they're really great at, you know, coming to me and just accepting what I'm asking them to do. I give them numbers to back it up and reasons behind everything I'm going to do. But I did have a couple of people last year that decided that they wanted to do it their own way. And in our area, houses get sold by staging, being presented well, and price correct. And in this case, I had two sellers last year that decided they're going to do their own thing. They're going to make it look like they want it to look, and they're going to price it however they want to price it. And those are the two biggest mistakes that a seller can make. Presentation of a property is really important because you want to appeal to the majority of the people that are out there in the market. You have no idea who your buyer is going to be, and you want to make sure that your property appeals to a number of buyers so that you can get the most offers and you can get the most qualified buyers at the end of the day. I had a seller that basically painted the whole house gray, and she staged it herself with these red leather sofas. And everyone who walked in just cringed. Mm. It was very, very
difficult. I mean, say red leather and gray balls is in the Felix.
It's just, yeah, you know, maybe if you went over to one of your friend's house and everything else was filled out and it was, you know, your friend, that would be okay. But, you know, to try to appeal to the market and appeal to everyone, it's just, you know, red sofas and, you know, very gray walls. It's an acquired taste in today's market. And it was overpriced. So she made, you know, two of the biggest mistakes and didn't really need to, because the work that she did on the house itself was fantastic. I mean, just pristine. Everything that she did was really, really well done. It wasn't what she did, it was how she did it, and it didn't have that mass appeal. And then pricing is one of the biggest things. At any price, at the right price, any house will sell, even a house that's falling down. But in our market, because 94% of the buyers begin their search on the internet, and they spend anywhere from 60 to 90 days researching to understand what they can afford and what they can buy before they even go and step foot in the first open house. So they really, really need to understand that these buyers know more than they think they know. So you just can't get away with overpricing. So it was one of those rare occasions where the property sat on the market and we had to reduce the price because she wasn't willing to restage it or do anything else. So
it sounds like as you're talking about the same thing, both buying and selling, the biggest mistake that people make is it still goes back to the emotions, right? The emotions kind of overtake everything else. I'm imagining, Regina, that you and Tom have seen some interesting conversations and dialogues between couples buying and selling houses because it activates our emotions, it activates our fears. Noah and I have had those conversations,
absolutely.
And one person, Noah tends to be more practical. I tend to be I'm more emotional. And when you have both of you on either pole, you don't make good decisions. So I'm wondering if you could say a little bit about some of the things that you've seen with couples that have caused them to make poor decisions because of the dynamic between the two of them. And, I know that you're a real estate agent, not a counselor or a coach, but I have to tell you, I know that you're doing coaching and I know that you're doing counseling and I know that, that's part of what you're doing. So if you could just give our listeners also a little bit of just some kind of Regina, some advice on how you would, recommend for people to handle those difficult discussions.
I'm laughing because it's like one of those things where you sit back. I mean, sometimes we're at the table and, the wife is pregnant, the husband is trying to, communicate, let's get this thing on the market, and, they haven't figured out where they're going to go, and it's as if you're not even sitting at the table with them. It's like, I'm just here to sell the house. I can't help you guys figure out where to go. It can be really, really interesting. And I know some people, that we've worked with, they are laughing after it all. And they're like, you guys have to be like therapists too, right? And we're like, no, that's not what we want to do. But it's interesting. I first kind of saw that about 2006. I had a client whose wife and son had already moved out of the area. He had stayed on to fix up the house and then sell it and then to move to be with them. Well, we start working on the house and he confides in us one day that he really doesn't want to sell the house and that he has finally a job that he's respected at and he really, really likes and he doesn't want to leave. And we're just there going, okay, what do we do with that information? I mean, we're just like, okay, so do you want a stage? I mean, we don't know what to do because that's not really what we're there for. We're there to listen to people and to help, but we can't really, provide that kind of information and counseling and help people with those kind of decisions. So long story short, we put his house on the market. It did great. He got offers. He got into contract, and then buyers always ask for something. Buyer came back and asked for something. He said no. And, both parties dug their heels in, and the property came back on the market. We went on. I never received so many subsequent offers on a house, ever. We went on to receive about 12 subsequent offers on this house. And each one, he said, no, no, no. I'm like, I called, got another offer. Nope. He looked at it. Nope. And then finally called his wife one day, and I just said, I just don't know how to help you guys. And she says to me, she says, well, you're not a marriage counselor.
Yeah, I love it. So you're going to have to write your own book one of these times, these days, Tales from a Real Estate Agent's Viewpoint. I mean, I'm sure you have so many stories to tell, and it's been so helpful to have you on. I think one of the things I just appreciate you most, and I want to underline for everyone as we let Regina go and thank her here, is just to remember that is that balance of the rational and the emotional, and just be an open conversation and dialogue, and to use your advisor, your real estate agent, as an advisor, and don't be afraid to ask the hard questions and ask for what you don't understand, and really bring in someone that is smarter than you when it comes to this. And Regina, I can say you are smarter than me when it comes to these things. I appreciate that about you, and thank you so much for being here today to share your wisdom with all of us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Christine. Thank you, Noah. Really enjoyed it, and I hope the information helps your audience.
Absolutely. And for those of you that love Regina as much as we do, remember you can check her out at
homesbyregina.com. And we will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. Well, welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show, and this is Noah.
And it's Christine.
And we have been talking about buying and selling houses and where you're going to live and all this amazing information about what it takes to make good decisions in the space of real estate.
And you can keep happy. So you can keep the happy in your happy couple, because any of you that ever bought a house or sold a house, you know that all kinds of unhappiness can come creeping up.
Oh my goodness. That's the most stressful time I think we ever experienced together was closing on our house. Because every
close, you weren't even here.
I know, but I would get these crazy messages like, oh, I talked to you after Jupiter, like you were a mess. Because it was so stressful. Like the final piece of making the decision is so stressful. And there was this moment after we had moved in which I walked up and saw Christine sitting on the porch. And she was sad about me buying the house. And all I could think was, oh my goodness, I'm in such deep trouble. Because we didn't get really clear about why we were doing it. We got all attached to the dream. And the one piece that I really think that people have to go out into the world about when they think about their...
We'd like to invite you.
Invite you to do is I want you to talk to someone in your life about the dream you have for your own. because it's that dream that you don't admit you have that drives all of these decisions. When you don't talk about it, and it's like all of a sudden you get close to it, and then you will jump into things because you haven't been really present to both your dreams and your fears. And it is a complete transformative thing to share with someone what you really, really want.
And it helps you get deeper past the things that you're not speaking. So you really want to use this sixth, why don't you talk?
So
dear number one is to go out and to basically really say, here's the unspoken dream that I'm not talking about. And then to use the six questions. So give them the six questions that they can use to really help make sure the decision that you're making is the best one for you and your partner and your family.
So the first question is, what's the risk or potential downside of making this choice? And the second one is, what's the upside? What's the dream that what's the likelihood that dream comes true? And then what is the unspoken motivation is the third question. What aren't you talking about that's going on? Like, what are you hoping to have happen? And then the fourth question is, what are the major obstacles to success?
And the fifth and sixth questions are, number five, what are the major allies or existing assets in creating your success? So what do you have the assets there? And then six, what can you do to mitigate the risks? And run yourself through those questions. Those six questions were also up on our website on noahandchristine.com. And run yourself through them. It'll help you get to the deeper levels of honesty with yourself and also with your partner. Because that is when you don't make the best decisions, is when you aren't being honest. You're not speaking the dream that's really going on. You're not separating your emotions from some of the facts. And yeah, you know, you want to have a house you love. That means really being looking at the facts and admitting that sometimes the love that you're looking for isn't going to come from the house, but it has to come from inside yourself and from each other. So that, we wish you well and much love as you go out and make these decisions that are going to make you happier and you and your partner happier as well.
And you have been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, and we will be back next week. Until then, have a great week.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a growing.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.